This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 159. Three things you are doing that hurt your writing score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, get three habit changes that will directly increase your writing score and will give you unstoppable confidence on test day. Hey, Josica, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, good. Well, good, but cold. I get cold more easily than other people. Is that like a woman thing? I'm not sure.
I don't know. No, I think that's just like a set body temperature thing, you know, maybe circulation thing. I don't know.
I need to get up and go for a run is what I need to do.
Yeah. I know. You got to get active.
I need to like, get out like there. I always have to wear, I feel like I should always be wearing socks and mittens or something to keep my body warm.
Oh man, I'm just the opposite. I'm always hot. Like I'm always, feeling very hot. It's terrible.
Oh geez. Well, we've found something we don't have in common. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Right, so and what today, are we talking about today, Jessica?
Yeah, we are focusing on the writing exam and how to prepare effectively for the writing exam. This actually, like the episode we did yesterday, guys, this also, the idea, the root of this podcast today came from something we heard from a listener. So this listener said that writing is difficult because they rely on spell check too much. Right. So that means they're typing their answer. Lindsay, just like right away, what do you think is wrong with that?
Well, it sounds like it's nothing like the real test, right? So when we go into the real test, we're not going to be typing our answers on the laptop, right? We're going to be writing them with pen and paper. So I don't know if that's a good idea to practice with typing.
Exactly. I mean, TOEFL, of course, you will type. Yeah. But if you're listening to our podcast, you are not going to take TOEFL. So typing is not the way you should practice. You must make your practice as close to exam conditions as you can. Then on test day, you will be ready. You need to practice right. Right. I mean, there's wrong practice and there's right practice in this case. If you're just using like Microsoft Word or whatever to do your writing essays, there's a couple problems with this. First of all, you're not going to type on test day, so that's terrible test practice. Second of all, the spell check is not going to help you because then you're not looking for your own mistakes. You're relying on a computer person thing to tell you. Okay. Like that's bad. That is bad. If you do want to use a spell check function to help you catch mistakes, this, you can do that. But first you need to handwrite your essays. And then if you want, go ahead and type them into Microsoft Word. Click on the spell check to help you proofread for spelling and grammar mistakes. That's great. You can learn from that for sure, but not like the first time you write your essay.
Right. It needs to start with that real putting your hand on the paper, pencil in hand, writing it out. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that advice.
We've spoken a bit about how to analyze the course you're going to be on, guys. If you're IELTS teacher, and I've seen this before because it's easier for the teacher. If your teacher asks you to email them all your essays and like you never actually practice writing an essay with a pencil and paper, there's a problem with that class because that teacher is saving her own time or his own time and not thinking about your preparation. All right. So you do, that is something to consider, something to watch out for, because that's a red flag, in a teacher or
a course. Red flag. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that term.
Let me give you guys a link because you can, download exact copy of what the test paper looks like on test day and do all your writing practice with that. All right. So write down this link, guys. It'll be on our blog also, and you could just click on it, download, print. So the address is IELTS-exam.net. And I'm sure you could find it if you just go there, but I'll give you the rest. /docs/ this is kind of long. Writing writing_answer_sheet.pdf.
Well, at least our listeners can replay this podcast to get that again. But that's an important place to go online to get that real writing test. I like that idea.
You need it. You need it, guys. And I mean, just you could also just Google writing IELTS writing exam paper and you should be able to find it. But anyway, so that's one link. But it's really good to practice with test paper.
Yeah. And I want to say that, you know, we've talked about a lot about anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that one way to make sure that anxiety doesn't get the best of us and doesn't grip us, you know, around the neck and cause us to bring our score down is by going through the motions, right? Going through test day like 20 times before test day, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. You have to know what to expect. If you have only typed your papers, and taken an hour, you know, for each essay or whatever, that's not going to prepare you for the test. All right. You're going to show up on test day and sit down to be like, what is this paper? And like not understand where to write your name or, you know, like just be prepared. That's all it comes down to. The second part of being prepared. So make it like test day, make it like exam conditions is practicing the timing.
Yes.
We have talked about this advice before, but I'll remind you guys that timing, of course, is important. You have to be able to produce a writing task one essay in 20 minutes, a writing task two essay in 40 minutes. That's all you get. You have to make time for planning, writing, and checking. You must do those three steps to get the highest score. You must. There's no magic way around it.
If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that you can't pass the IELTS exam by yourself. You need a little help, and we're here to help out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN to download our free checklist. See you there.
Mm-hmm. So, when to start practicing timing? If you have a month or 2 months, don't worry about timing yet. You know, you need to practice writing a good essay, planning your ideas well, writing your essay well, proofreading for mistakes and like grammar and spelling. You have to practice all of that well before you can do it quickly.
And of course, learning those strategies, right? Getting those strategies right in your head so you know how to use them on the test day.
Exactly. Especially for writing task one, guys. In our course, Three Keys IELTS, I have three simple steps for you to use to plan every writing task one that IELTS gives you. Every writing task one. I have the strategy that will save you time in the planning because for writing task one, guys, the planning is the most important part. I mean, that is what organizes your essay for you. That's what gives you the high score for task response. So you need those strategies.
And Jessica, what I love about our strategies is that they're directly linked to the scoring system, right? We have a solid understanding of why we get the scores that we get. And we've created these strategies based on that understanding, guys. So you can't go wrong when you know that your course is directly related to your score.
Exactly. Exactly. So, again, you could check out our course for $1 if you want to see some of our amazing and easy to understand, IELTS strategies. So as far as timing goes, guys, you need to practice writing a good essay, right? Learning those strategies, practicing those strategies and knowing what to proofread for, which I also tell you exactly what to proofread for in our course, but work on all that stuff first. So you know, you can write a good essay that will get you a high score. And then 2 weeks before the exam, that's when you start putting yourself under test conditions, where you time yourself. You have your timer in front of you, your phone, whatever, and you have to force yourself to produce what you can already do, that good essay, but force yourself to do it quickly. And then by the time test day comes, like, you're golden. You have this. You are the most confident student in the room at that point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how could you not be, right? If you've done everything right in your preparation, test day should be relatively straightforward, not easy, but relatively smooth, right? Because you know what to expect. I mean, that's one thing that Pedro had said that he appreciated. When he got into the test, he knew exactly what was going to happen and there were no surprises for him.
Exactly, exactly. So you need the good strategies. You need to know what to expect and to practice them. You know, you can't do everything by yourself, right? If you are unsure if your writing is correct, if you are unsure if your speaking answer makes sense, you do need to seek out a professional to get some feedback. It can't just be as easy as to do everything yourself. I mean, I wish it were, right? But
yeah,
the feedback is a part of your preparation, guys. So write down these steps, check them all off. You need to have that writing paper. You need to practice test conditions. Analyze the way that you are practicing. Make sure it's like test day. Do your study plan. When are you going to start timing yourself? You need to work that into your day-to-day study plan, right? But also you need to figure out how to get some feedback so you know if you're writing and speaking correctly.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's why in our course, we offer the Power Hour, right? Mm-hmm. So the members of our course are invited every month to the Power Hours where you can meet with Jessica online and submit your writing and get feedback from Jessica and also from the other students in the course. So that's one option. And there are lots of options out there, guys, but just choose the right one.
Just make sure the person knows what they're talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the Power Hours are amazing. If you could find something like that on your own, that is amazing too. Everything's linked to the strategies and what the examiner wants. Every piece of advice I give our students is directly linked to how to increase their score in real ways. So that's what you're looking for in your feedback. So in short, guys, just make sure that you're spending your time effectively. You're not wasting your time in something that's not going to prepare you for the test, like typing out your essay instead of working with the pencil and paper.
Yeah, I think this episode is going to surprise a lot of people, right? I have a feeling a lot of people are typing out their essays to prepare, Jessica. And, yeah, you know, it might cause a lot of our listeners to rethink their study plan and what they're actually doing to prepare. But we like that. We want to rethink things, right?
Yeah, the easy way is often not the best way, you know? And yes, I know typing's easier for a lot of people, especially if you're used to working on a computer. But IELTS doesn't work that way, guys. So don't be all like awkward and weird with a pencil and paper on test day because you're like not used to it. Like that would really suck if that was your downfall. Like if that's what made you score poorly. That's
something that's so in our control, right? Yeah. We don't want to have the things that are so in our control to take our score down. And guys, if you want to come back and get that other episode where we did talk on a bit more depth about timing, practicing under test conditions is what we talked about. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in test conditions.
Yep, there are a lot more details there about how to manage your time effectively and be as prepared as possible just to any possible stress or anxiety on test day, guys. We are here to take that away. That is our goal in life, is to make you guys as confident as possible on IELTS.
That's right. It's our single goal for existing. It's our reason we exist, is to help you guys not just pass the IELTS, but get to your dreams.
Exactly.
Get to the dreams on the other side, right? Exciting dreams. You know, I love hearing from our listeners about what they want to do after they pass the IELTS. Oh, it's just so cool. Some of the things that our listeners are going to do, but we've got to get to the other side.
Totally. We also did an episode about vision boards and creating a positive reinforcement for yourself. So also check out that episode, guys. One of my favorite ideas from that is sort of putting your goal, like writing it out or putting it in an image and hanging it up in a place where you see it every day. So you're not just worried about all the nonsense you have to do for IELTS. Like, that isn't the point. The point is it's worthwhile. All the work you do now is for this bigger goal. So
yeah,
just positive reinforcement is also one of our big messages, which I really like.
I love it. All right, we'll end on that. That's great. Thanks, Jessica. Good advice. And I hope that everyone who has listened today was writing down what they heard, because it's good stuff.
Gold. So much gold coming out
pure
of this
gold
podcast.
Sparkling gold. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Jessica.
All right. Awesome. Have a good rest of your day, Lindsay. Bye.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.